Ken Comiskey, director of the Norman Utilities Department. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Sure. Hello.
What's going on with the water in the city of Norman right now?
Well, we're having a taste and odor issue. Each year, it's a normal occurrence with surface water. Our water comes from two sources. It has Lake Thunderbird, a major source of water, and then we have about 30 wells that operate also. But it's the surface source. Lake Thunderbird develops a taste and odor issue. So all summer long, the lake heats up and gets very, very warm. And then in the fall, we have one or two cold nights where it's in the 50 degree range or something like that, and it cools down the top, you know, inch or two of water, and colder water sinks, and that actually just stirs up the reservoir. So you have the algae that's blooming and dying all summer long and falls to the bottom, now it gets stirred up and creates the taste and odor issue. And this August we had like a 4-inch rain, and so it washed a lot of nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus, into the reservoir. And then we still had sunshine, so the algae were really happy this year, more so than in the past. So we really had quite an exceedance of taste and odor that we didn't usually get.
So the main thing that people are tasting is the algae then?
Yes. It's the leftover algae, yes. Dead algae.
What kind of tests are you guys doing to confirm that it is safe to drink?
So we do normal bacteriological tests, and we do all the safe drinking water tests for the, according to EPA and for DEQ. The water is safe to drink, so we get out all of the big particles that would have viruses, protozoa, most algae, things of that, but it's these taste and odor compounds that are able to sneak through.
How long is this going to last?
Well, a lot of it's depending on the weather. Sometimes it could last for a week or two, and sometimes it could last up to 5 weeks, depending on if you get re-energized, lots of warm weather, and then cold nights again, kind of like where we're getting right now. The city is working on a solution to this. We've just started a $33 million construction project at the water treatment plant. Now, it's not all for taste and odor. Some of it's for safety. Some of it's for upgrading our old facility. But we'll be adding ozone and ultraviolet light that will help combat this. So it's a 2-year project, unfortunately. But then we should see significant reduction of taste and odor issues going forward.
Ken Comiskey with the Norman Utilities Department, thanks so much for your time.
Sure, it was a pleasure.